It's taken a long time for the idea of joint warfare to really take hold. Now, cooperation among the armed services is more the norm than the exception. The next frontier is what the military refers to as cross-domain integration. That's an area of interest to Navy Rear Admiral Ron Boxall, Director of Surface Warfare. I spoke with him at this week's Sea Air Space Conference.
Well, surface warfare is all things ships. So think ships, you think the people, you think the equipment, you think the missiles, you think weapons, you think how we communicate. But you also think of things like the sustainment costs, how we maintain those ships, how we train the people on those ships, how we modernize. So pretty much everything from soup to nuts. We own the cruisers, destroyers, frigates. There is another part of surface warfare that includes amphibious ships where we have a lot of the combat systems weapons, but they actually are responsible inside the Pentagon for those types of requirements.
Now, increasingly, surface warfare may involve new types of weapons, lasers, things on rails that are electromagnetically launched, all these high-velocity things that are just experimental. Is that coming into the purview of surface warfare?
Absolutely. So we are very concerned about future capability. So there's a near-term, near capability. How do you pay people tonight? How do you maintain weapons and ships day-to-day? But then we also have a good part of our portfolio that's concerned about what's coming down the future and then everything in between. How do we get from what we have today to what we're going to have in the future? I'm very excited about some of our initiatives under what the CNO has called the Accelerated Acquisition Board of Directors, which is where the Navy is trying to look at what capabilities go across different platforms that can raise all boats, if you will. So capabilities that you just described, such as lasers, sometimes they're in weapon systems, sometimes it's in communications. But specifically for me, the laser is one we're very excited about. And we're doing a lot of work with regard to different initiatives and lasers to accelerate that capability. Rail guns and things like that, we have an Office of Naval Research that does a lot of things in both science and technology. In other words, those right. big picture technologies that can help us do things. And gradually that move from there into specific programs like research and development that will start to be programs. And we'll do innovative prototypes and things like that. Things that we're seeing perhaps in the unmanned, like we have a medium displacement unmanned surface vessel as well, the Sea Hunter. So those are the different types of things we have.
So you keep an eye out for what's coming, but mainly you're concerned with the day-to-day stuff that's on the ship now that you can fire at an enemy.
Yeah, in fact, that's really what my job is about, is balancing kind of current readiness with future readiness and ensuring that we have something that's good today and will be good in the future.
All right. Let me ask you about the topic of cross-integration, cross-domain integration that you're speaking about here at Sea Air Space. What is that?
Well, so cross-domain integration is kind of the name we use to say that we shouldn't think about warfighting from my perspective. I shouldn't just say, how do we do everything from a surface ship? There's an effect that's gained. The more networked you get your force, we share information, we share weapons, we share targeting data, things like that. But what do we invest in that makes all of us do things better? So, for example, in the past we may say, you know, what is my portfolio? All your money goes to doing things on ships. And when you do it that way, you'll disregard the opportunity to synergize with airplanes and submarines and other things. So so our goal in this cross-domain integration discussion that we're going to have really mirrors what we've been doing in the Pentagon, which is try to shed a little bit of our stovepipes and look more ecumenically across our entire portfolio and say, what investments and capabilities can we invest in as a Navy? And be less concerned about specifically whether they're on a ship, a submarine, whether they're in space, whether they're in the environmental management or just the way we're training or all different types of things. So when we talk about that tomorrow with my counterparts in air, surface, submarines and in networks, for example, we're going to talk about what we think and how we're doing business differently. I think your takeaway will be that it will look a little different than some of these have looked in the past, where we're all worried about me getting more ships, and I'm more worried about making sure that the things I'm producing on ships will make that airplane perform better, or that submarine, the things that they can do. And as we look at those things, we find we're not only more effective, but we're doing it more cost-effectively as well.
Sounds like there's a big communications overlay to all of that, in terms of just being able to communicate among different platforms, both at the systems control level and at the command and control level.
Absolutely. And this is not new. I mean, you know, since the time we've been able to communicate, we have always wanted to do this. What's different, I think, now is that looking at the organizational approach that we're taking to field that capability in a more cross-domain approach. That's really what's different. So we have always had the capability of trying to, you know, link together or do things like that. But what's different is that now we're saying, how can I, day to day, when I wake up in the morning, rather worry about what makes my ships better, what am I doing on ships that can make everyone better? And that's, it's a subtle but very, very important difference. And then as we evaluate that inside of our organization for requirements, we can look at creating a more common environment where we're all having to perform under that scope rather than just whether or not it makes your ship or submarine better. And you come up with different answers.
We're speaking with Rear Admiral Ron Boxall. He's Director of Surface Warfare in the Navy. And does this cross-domain integration also extend to the other services that operate similar domains in some ways,
especially in the air? That's the obvious question. Inside my own domain, I have things that come off ships that... So inside of ships, I have things that work undersea, on the sea, above water, and in space.
Right.
So I have my own joint force in surface warfare. So I think the first answer is we get it right inside of surface warfare, we get it right inside the Navy, and we continue to look for those same synergies in the joint level. And we're doing those things. So those capabilities that you talked about earlier, you know, those advanced capabilities, we're not unique. Lasers are not unique to the Navy,
right.
The things they can do. We're having the dialogue with the other services. It's not as formalized in the organizational construct. We certainly have had the JROC Joint Requirements Oversight Council for a long time, but that's kind of a check along the way to see if you're joint. We do have this process that we're doing, the Air Force and the other Marine Corps I'm missing someone there, but we're all getting
Army, Navy,
Army, yes,
yeah,
sorry,
the Army,
Army. Yes,
they're pretty big too.
Yeah, right. So as we look at all those services getting together, we have there's an opportunity there that I think is also breathing life into. So where we do research and development through defense programs, we're tied into the defense programs a little better and therefore linking with those better. So there is a cross-domain, cross-service element, which is what we call jointness, that we have done in the past and will continue in the future. But I think it's more of a bottom-up approach rather than after the fact or just trying to check the joint block to make sure we're really thinking about the advent of capability at the beginning rather than making sure we're joint at the end.
Now, when speaking of surface warfare as it stands now, what are the human resource and manpower challenges that you have?
Well, certainly, we have been the events on the USS John S. McCain and the Fitzgerald, the accidents that you've heard about, have really caused us to take some pause in how we train surface warfare officers. But more importantly, it's also looked at the stress and the demand on the force. A lot of these incidents have happened in the Pacific, but we're not sure. We're still looking at those. Mm-hmm. Is it because of the amount of use, the fatigue? Is that a factor? We're looking at all these things. So manpower in the future is going to be a function of making sure that we've got the workload rights. In port, underway, whether we do it differently overseas or inside the United States or wherever we're deployed around the world. So there's been a lot of ripple effect of that through us to cause us to go back and take some very dedicated time to ensure that we get the very most important asset we have, which is manpower, and get that right.
And just final question, you've got two ships out of commission as a result. That kind of makes it worse on those left over that are the operational tempo or demand.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly we don't ever want to take ships out of inventory due to accidents or incidents that we could avoid. And so, unfortunately, we are where we are on this one, and that will, with the force the size you have, with the demand already being out there, those needs still exist. We are having, from a wider perspective, the Secretariat, the CNO are working together to look and see if we have the way that we globally force manage Navy maritime forces, and really that's bigger than the Navy. We're looking at that from a joint perspective to ensure that we don't, that we make sure that we don't overtask our forces anywhere in the world, but at the same point, be the places we need to be to do the very important mission that we provide day to day.
That's Navy Rear Admiral Ron Boxall, Director of Surface Warfare, speaking at this week's Sea Air Space Conference. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.